The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to those on the West Coast. And good afternoon to those on the East Coast. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And the topic for today is playoffs, whether it's in the NHL, whether it's in the NBA. A lot of action going on. Four games yesterday in the NBA, four hockey games today, four more NBA games. So a huge day in the world of sports. Also think it's kind of significant, as I just learned about this. Boxer Ruben Hurricane Carter dies at 76. And I'm not sure if many of you remember, but this is the man that was convicted of a wrongful murder. And it became the symbol of international racism. Fred, good morning, first and foremost, and second of all, the significance of Ruben Hurricane Carter's passing away.
Well, the significance is we have convicted many an innocent person. Northwestern Innocence Program has found hundreds of cases. Some have already been executed. Others were on death row. Others had life imprisonment. Ruben Carter in jail almost 20 years. He died at 76. Who knows how many years being in jail took away from his life? I'd love to talk about it when we come back from this break.
That's Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at DorfOnSports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. On the other side, we'll talk about that and much, much more. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. I'm in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email at sportsfred@aol.com. And before the break, Fred, we mentioned, obviously, NHL and NBA playoffs. We'll get into that stuff with the games yesterday. Three teams in the NBA winning on the road. Somewhat surprising, somewhat not surprising. We'll get into all that. But I did kind of get your taste buds going a little bit with Ruben Hurricane Carter, the passing of him at 76 years old, a man who was wrongfully accused of murder. And it became basically a huge international symbol of racial injustice in this country. And I've been reading it, and it's absolutely amazing. And I did watch the movie with Denzel Washington, and then you know, obviously the song by Bob Dylan, Hurricane. Obviously, that was why he wrote the song. But there is a lot of symbolic meaning to this whole thing, and maybe you can share it a little bit better.
Well, I mean, this country was based on racism. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, we had slavery. Then we had the three-fifths law, where an African-American was rated three-fifths as important as a Caucasian. So there is racism. And so, obviously, the focal point of a lot of murders historically have been African-Americans. And here you got Reuben Herbert and Ken Carter, one of the best boxers of the era. I'm old enough to remember him as a kid watching him on ABC's Fight of the Week or NBC's Fight of the Week when they were free and on Friday nights, Saturday nights, sometimes Wednesday nights. One of the best fighters you're ever going to find. He went to jail, I think, for 15 or 20 years for something he did not commit because they were out to get him, and they got him. Now, they say he died of prostate cancer in his sleep.
Yes.
At 76, but who knows? I mean, nobody knows what causes this or what causes that. The pressure of being in prison, who knows how many years that may or may not taken off his life. Now, he's not the only one. And that's why Fred has always been against the death penalty, because he could have got the death penalty. He didn't, but he could have. The Northwestern Innocence Program has, for the last decade or so, found hundreds of cases of people who have been convicted incorrectly. Some have already been put to death. Others have been on death row. Others had life imprisonments. They're free now because of the Northwestern Innocence Program. Reuben Hurricane Carter meant not just for Reuben Hurricane Carter. I think he woke up a lot of people who didn't believe that you could be convicted if you didn't do the crime. I mean, believe me, 12 people, there are a lot of stupid people in this country, and 12 people certainly can convict anybody, you know, I mean, and be incorrect in it. And, you know, not in every case, certainly, but in some cases. See, you've got to keep your eyes open. You've got to keep your mind open. And for almost 20 years, he was in prison for something he did not do. They took 20 years of his life. When he came back, he was part of the boxing program, and he made many a speech and this and that. That does not make up for the fact that he was in prison for all those years for something he did not do. And we're very sorry that he passed away, because 76 nowadays is really too young.
Yeah, and not only that, I'm as I'm reading the story, it's he lost about 7,300 days of his life. I mean, you know, think about that, people. It's pretty tragic when you really think about it. And the way that this was set up, too, was pretty unbelievable. He had to go before a jury of all white people. And back in those days, let's face it, he had no chance. And it's sad to see, but the cool thing is, in a way, is we have come a long way, and things like this, in a negative way for him, but in a positive way for hopefully everybody else, have helped change people and the way that they think, Fred.
Well, I tell you, I don't know if in a lot of cases, in some cases, but it does open up the eyes to the world that we have put innocent people away. So I think in other cases, if you're a judge or if you're a prosecuting attorney, maybe your eyes are more wide open. And if you're the public, your eyes should be wide open to the fact that we, yes, have convicted innocent people for crimes they did not do, not just murder in a lot of cases. But again, the black-white thing certainly played a role in Reuben Hurricane Carter's incarceration. And again, I wake up this morning and I see the same thing you did, and I was very, very sad, because he was doing good things. I mean, he was doing good things. He was making speeches around the country, and all of a sudden the prostate cancer hit him, and he died very, very soon afterwards that he found out he had it. And then, by the way, if you're over 50, you know, have your prostate checked, because you can never tell. High percentage of men, higher percentage than should, die of prostate cancer.
Yeah, and then on a positive note here in the boxing world, did you read about Bernard Hopkins?
No, I did not.
Well, I mean, just a for sure shoe-in for the Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah.
And just I believe you know, at 49, you know, his legend is still going pretty strong, and that's pretty impressive.
And no question about that. One of the best fighters of our generation, and he certainly deserves the Hall of Fame. But since we're talking about boxing and whatever, let's talk a little bit about the Ultimate Warrior, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. Now, we don't know why he died at 54 years of age. All I can tell you is the percentage of wrestlers in the WWE who have died in their 40s or 50s, much higher than the norm. That's all I can tell you. And the McMahons, Vince and his wife, are the CEOs of the WWE. Now, I believe there should be mandatory testing for steroids. You know, it's not the same thing as professional sport. We know it's entertainment. But the point is, people are willing to give up 10 years of their life or 20 years of their life to make hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. And Vince McMahon and his wife, who's run now for senator twice, I think their job as CEOs should be to make sure that fewer and fewer people die at a younger and younger age, which means get off the damn steroids. I'm not a big Nancy Grace fan. In this case, I think she's 100% correct. I think we got to check into it. We got to worry about it. Andy, everything to me is numbers. Everything in this world is numbers. If the average person in this country lives to a certain age and the average wrestler in the WWE dies 20 years younger, something's going on. I mean, they're either eating something, taking something, or something's happening. So don't you think we should be awake and aware to that fact? And I grew up loving wrestling. My grandfather used to take me to the Olympic Auditorium here in Southern California once a month. I mean, and they have it every week, but I'd go like once a month, once every 3 weeks. My grandfather knew I loved it. I knew it was fake, but it was a lot of fun. And when I wasn't there, I was watching it on TV. So I love professional wrestling. I grew up love professional wrestling. I don't want the guys on steroids. They don't want to die young. And too many of them are dying way, way before their time. And I'm going to throw it on you. The CEOs of WWE, used to be WWF, of course, the McMahons, are they not guilty of checking things out? Are they not guilty of allowing this to happen? You tell me.
Oh, they're absolutely guilty. And but the bottom line is, as you've said it to me many a time, if somebody says to you, hey, I'll give you this and it'll do that for you, you're going to do it. And let's face it, all those guys in WWE are – they're on something, Fred. I watch it. I mean, they're enormous, okay? That's just not natural. It's not normal. To do that to your body, you have to be a little bit nuts. And I think that all these guys are a little bit crazy. Anybody putting something in their body that they know at the end of the day is that harmful, well, I mean, shame on them, Fred, to be honest with you, to a certain degree. Yeah, should we be more aware of it? Sure. But the people that are doing it are the people that are doing it, and they're ultimately making the biggest mistake of their life because it's going to take years and years off of it. Anyways, tons to talk about. He's Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman's right here in Phoenix, Arizona. Beautiful day, by the way. On the other side, we'll hook up with Jeff Rich. We'll talk to him about sports, whether it's NBA, whether it's baseball, hockey. I'm not exactly sure where we're going, but we're going somewhere. So keep it close. He's Fred, I'm Andy, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturing. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
And I just wanted to be respected for my era, to be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler and Ray Leonard, and to be mentioned in the top four and the top five. Wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humbled to be there.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen, who's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ. Beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky. Going to be somewhere around 90 tomorrow. I think it's about 95, Fred. We're starting to heat up a little bit. But in general, most beautiful place I've ever been and lived in for a long, long time now is the great state of Arizona, and more importantly, Scottsdale, Arizona. Love it out here. But speaking of which, we're going to hook up with Jeff Rich, who is also here in Phoenix, Arizona. Jeff, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm doing great.
You know, another day of talking sports, another day of enjoying this beautiful weather here in Phoenix, Arizona. But I kind of want to do some NBA talk with you about the games that are going on today. You got the Mavericks and the Spurs. You got the Bobcats and the Heat. You got the Wizards and the Bulls. And then the Blazers and the Rockets. I think two of these have a real good chance of being entertaining. And I think it's the Blazers and the Rockets. That could be a very high-scoring series. The Mavericks and the Spurs. Look, I know the Spurs have 62 wins. The Mavericks and the Spurs are in the same state. It's a rivalry no matter what. Dirk Nowitzki, whenever that guy's on the floor, he's out to play ball and be a gamer. And we know what the Spurs do with Greg Popovich and their crafty veteran leadership that they have. But some interesting matchups. But I think, you know, the Heat, they should be able to get by the Bobcats. The Wizards and the Bulls, I think that's somewhat interesting as well, guys. So maybe let's start there. Wizards and Bulls, you know, the Bulls have done it with Thibodeau. I don't know how he does it, to be honest with you, with the kinds of lineups that he has to throw out there day in and day out, night in and night out. And then the Wizards, look, they've come a long way. They're an up-and-coming team. Your thoughts, fellas, let's start with Fred. Bulls and Wizards. Game one tonight, 7 p.m. on TNT. Bulls are at home, but the Wizards, like I said, an up-and-coming team. John Wall, you know, an interesting point guard. Thoughts about this series, Fred?
I think the Wizards are the quicker team. I think they have a shot. I definitely think they have a shot. You know, John Wooden used to say the most important aspect of a basketball player and a basketball team is quickness, not speed, quickness, first few steps, you know, when you steal the ball, whatever the case might be. I give the Wizards a shot just because of the extra quickness they have versus the Bulls. The Bulls certainly defensively are awfully tough. Theodore, one of the best coaches out there. I don't think, as you made a good point, how does he do it? I don't know. He's a good coach. He's a very good coach and one of the best coaches of all the coaches in the NBA.
Just out of curiosity, anything that maybe because he's a disciple of Greg Popovich that he's having this kind of success?
It didn't hurt. I mean, obviously, you know, disciples in many cases do very well. Obviously, he doesn't have the talent of a Greg Popovich with this team.
Right.
And obviously, let's not forget that Derrick Rose is out all season for the second straight year, basically.
Yep.
So that would be a different circumstance. But I give Wall and company a chance because their quickness can overcome a lot of things. Jeff, what do you think?
I agree with you. I think that the post game is going to be big here. You got two really good centers between Gortat and Joakim Noah, who gets better every year. You know, I like Washington's backcourt, but I think that Chicago just puts the clamps down on defense, and I think this is going to be a short series, quite frankly.
So you think the Bulls win in what, maybe five?
I think Washington pulls off maybe one game.
Yeah, so the Bulls maybe in five. Look, we'll see how game one plays out because, like you said earlier to me, Jeff, that a series doesn't start until a road team wins, and we had three road teams win yesterday, so we've got a lot of series that have started pretty early in those series, and we'll see how the Bulls and the Wizards play out. What do you guys think about the Mavericks and the Spurs? You know, like I said, the Spurs have that crafty veteran team. The Mavs, let's face it, They're not spring chickens either, you know. They've got some older players, too, that have been there and in the battles before. They've won a title with Dirk Nowitzki. I think this is closer than people think it is. So, Fred, let's start with you again. Spurs and Mavericks, closer than people think? Or do you think that the Spurs just run away with this one?
Well, here's the point. People are talking about how old the Spurs are. But those are the three guys that we all know. They got a lot of young talent. The Leonard, who I saw play at San Diego State, everybody saw him play at San Diego State, he's now healthy. He makes a big difference in that club. When he was gone for 10 or 15 games, they were a different club. I realize you made a good point. They're in the same state, so the rivalry is there. But in the end, I think, as Jeff just said, maybe five in the other series. I think maybe five here. I mean, Dallas certainly could win a game at home. But I think in the end, the Spurs, because they not just have the veteran, they also have talented younger players. And that's why Popovich is so good, in that he not just is a good coach on the bench, he recruits very, very well. And if you play for San Diego State, even in the modern-day era, maybe you don't get as much exposure as somewhere else. He found this kid, and this kid, Leonard, is awfully talented. So all I'm saying to you is that, yeah, in the end, the Spurs will win, maybe in five also.
I think, personally, Kawhi Leonard's a top 15 talent in the NBA. So agree 100% with you on that one. Jeff, your thoughts. Mavericks, can they give the Spurs a battle?
Oh, I think all four series in the West are going to be interesting. I don't know about a battle. I don't know that they're all going to go seven games or anything like that. But I do, you know, I said it before that the NBA, with the exception of maybe Golden State, is a league dominated by the play of your small forward on the wing, getting up and down the court. That's why, you know, it's why Miami's so good. It's why San Antonio's so good. It's new blood. You know, obviously they have Ginobili off the bench, but you guys hit it with Leonard. I think he's a great pick. I think he was a great value pick where San Antonio ended up getting him in the draft. And I think that they give Dallas fits across the board. I'm not, you know, I'd go Spurs and six in this one, just because I think Dallas has a certain tenacity to them. Where they, you know, they see these guys, they're no strangers to San Antonio. They know how to play them, but San Antonio constantly adjusts. And I think in the long run, San Antonio runs away with the series. But I do think Dallas grabs one, probably two games in this series. I think it's going to be a six-game series here.
At the end of the day, San Antonio just too much poise, too much confidence, too much control. Better players basically throughout their whole roster, and just they're like a machine, to be honest with you, and a very well-oiled machine. And I think that they will get by, but again, it could be six like you think. So we'll see how that one plays out. Blazers and Rockets, maybe one of the more entertaining series that you're going to see. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored. You know, James Harden's going to have an opportunity to do his thing, and then LaMarcus Aldridge and the rest of his crew are going to have their chance. Two teams that are both 54-28. The Rockets do have the home court advantage. Is that the difference in this series, Fred?
I'll tell you this. Laker management certainly hopes Portland wins. They don't want Dwight Howard doing anything in the playoffs, is all I can tell you. That's just going to make the Lakers look even more sick than they really are. I think the Rockets, because of Howard in the pivot, playing as well as he has most of the season, will find a way to win. And yes, it'll be a high-scoring series, no question about that. But the Rockets are a lot more than that. The Rockets are a deep club. I think they're deeper. They're definitely deeper off the bench than Portland happens to be. Aldridge now healthy for Portland, and that's great. Lillard, one of the best young guards in the league. But they don't have too much depth when they come off the bench. So I think you got to go with the team with the extra games at home, and I'll go with the Rockets in the series.
Jeff, Blazers, Rockets, do the Blazers have a shot in your mind?
I see a great series, but I give the edge to the Rockets. Portland's going to have to take James Harden out of the game and try to force Dwight Howard to beat him in the post. You know, they counter with Lopez. They got a pretty good wing themselves in Nick Batum. I think that Portland's going to make this a series. I think it's going to be tough for Houston to win up the Rose Garden, but in the end, I think Houston wins this game in seven. Wins the series in seven games.
Yeah, and the Blazers didn't play great down the stretch. I mean, Houston, you can make a little bit of an excuse with Howard not playing as much. They did have to play without LaMarcus Aldridge, but at the same time, I like the same way you guys do. I think the Rockets ultimately have better talent. Real quickly, in about a minute or so, Heat and Bobcat, the Bobcats. I think that, you know, the Heat win in four, maybe five. Just too much LeBron, too much Dwayne Wade. He'll be back and ready for the playoffs, as we all know. And then Chris Bosh, they're just loaded. So I think the Heat win in four, maybe five. Fred, your thoughts?
Charlotte, great season for them. Michael Jordan's a happier guy. LeBron's the best player by far in this league. LeBron will find a way. Yeah, it'll be a quick series.
Jeff, Bobcats have a chance to win a game?
Well, I don't want to spoil anything for next week, but I think that I think the Heat are going to win their next 12 games. I think they're going to go into the NBA Finals undefeated in the playoffs.
Pretty impressive if they do that. I think for some reason they'll find a way to blow a game or two just because.
In the Charlotte series, though?
Maybe not in that series, no. But in general, they'll have to be motivated to a certain extent at some point. And whether it's – I don't necessarily think it'll be this series, but maybe the next series. So we'll see how it all shakes out. I think we're going to be going to a break here in just a moment. So, Jeff, appreciate you taking time out with us as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds great, guys. Catch you
next week. All right.
Thanks,
Sounds
Jeff.
Good. Jeff Rich, who joins us each and every week, we talk to him about pretty much anything because the guy's a wealth of knowledge. It doesn't matter where we go with him. On the other side, Fred, we'll continue with the NBA because I think the games that happened yesterday, somewhat interesting. Three of the four road teams win. Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman in Phoenix. This is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, nonstop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips, so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Catch the Star Fantasy League show, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time, with your host, Jonathan Sprung, co-hosted by SFL CEO Zach Stanley and SFL COO Seth Young, as they talk everything fantasy sports, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, Twitter at SFL Show, online at StarFantasyLeagues.com, on the Sports Byline USA Network.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. You could be anywhere, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorfon Sports. Shoot my man Fred an email at sportsfred@AOL.com. We talked about the games today, Fred. Mavericks, Spurs, that'll be the first game, followed by the Heat and the Bobcats. Then you've got the Bulls and the Wizards, the Rockets and the Trailblazers. There's also a full load of NHL hockey today. I don't know if you've been watching much, but pretty entertaining so far. Some good overtime games. The Blackhawks and St. Louis Blues, both of them in overtime. And interesting how that's happened. You do have the Flyers and the Rangers going at it right now. Rangers are up 2-0 there. Bruins and the Red Wings later on. The Lightning and the Canadiens, and then the Kings and the Sharks. Those are your Kings, by the way. That's an interesting series. What are your thoughts? The Kings have a shot to beat the Sharks or no?
Well, it's up to Jonathan Quick. I mean, he's got to play better than he did in the first game. He is one of the top pressure goaltenders in the league. So it's up to him. If you can win a game on the road, anything is possible in the National Hockey League in any of these playoffs. If you can get a game on the road, it's up to their goaltender. If the goaltender can get his job done, it can be done. That they're a strong enough team that if he does his job to hold them to, let's say, one goal, certainly they can score two. I mean, there's no question about that. So nothing's out of range here. I mean, the interesting thing is that an article, I think, in USA Today this week about the fact that of all the playoffs, the NBA, it's the hardest for the lower-ranking teams to beat the higher-ranking teams. 1 through 8 almost never happens in the NBA. It happens more often than you can think about in some of the other sports. So anything is possible. I mean, it's up to Jonathan Quick.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how the playoffs shake out in the NHL. But it is – I truly love watching hockey playoffs. It's some of the best stuff you're ever going to see. You could wind up seeing – 2 games in 1, you know, where like the first game with the Blues and the Blackhawks, where they went 3 overtimes. I mean, just a lot of ice time for these guys, and they've already logged a lot of minutes throughout the season. And you know what? It's make or break time, and that's when you got to go out and earn your money. Speaking of earning money, yesterday the Warriors were able to get it done on the road in LA at the Clippers joint. Blake Griffin really struggled. Foul trouble galore. Chris Paul is Chris Paul. He had a great game. But I learned something. If he doesn't have some help, he's really going to have a hard time. And, you know, J.J. Redick kind of got into the groove a little bit with his 22 points. I think he was like 8 of 11 shooting. But ultimately, Blake Griffin's got to be a big factor in this series for the Clippers to have success, Fred.
Well, he only played 19 minutes. Yeah, I think your point well taken. As far as Chris Paul, he missed how many free throws? 3 free throws down the stretch. That certainly made a difference also. And, you know, Mark Jackson, again, I'm not close to the scene as far as the Warriors are concerned, but people are saying that Mark Jackson's job is on the line here. So, obviously, he's got to get his team inspired, and they certainly were inspired in Game 1. Now we'll see. If they can get that second game on the road, it puts them in a very, very interesting situation. They'd have much better of a shot, obviously, if Bogut was healthy, because he's a key ingredient in that club.
Sure.
But again, his job's on the line. If they say his job's on the line, maybe his job's on the line. 2 assistant coaches, of course, have been let go during the season. Sometimes, you wonder what's going on if that be the case. So something might be happening with the Warriors. Obviously, their guards can score. Can they play any defense? I don't know. Chris Paul's got to hit free throws down the stretch, and certainly Blake Griffin's got to play more than 19 minutes in the game. And watching the game yesterday, look, if I'm an official, I'm not supposed to know how many fouls players have, but that last foul, you could have just given the ball out of bounds to the Warriors without fouling him out. You really could have. It wasn't like it was the ball didn't change hands. Nobody lost the ball. The Warriors had the ball. You could have forgotten that foul very, very easily. Not saying that would have made a difference at the end, but it couldn't have hurt. And an official, I think, has to make these split-second decisions. And again, you know, watching that game, it's also interesting in that in the last 2 minutes, the referees can look at tape who gets the ball out of bounds, but they can't look at was a foul committed that we missed.
So right,
On one of those timeouts that the referees took, there was no question that Chris Paul knocked the ball out, but there was also no question that he was fouled beforehand, and they didn't call the foul. Now, again, if you're going to have instant replay, and if you're going to have that kind of replay, do you just extend it to who gets the ball out of bounds, or do you extend it, hey, the referee missed a foul? I don't know. But I know that under the present rules, they made the right decision, but I'm not sure those should be the present rules. And I don't know what about your thoughts on that? You saw the same tape I did. They saw it on TV. I mean, Paul was fouled. That's why the ball went out of bounds. But
yeah.
So explain to me how can they can pick and choose what they can look at and what they can't look at.
Well, I mean, the rules are the rules. So ultimately, yeah. It's like in baseball. You know, there's problems with instant replay in baseball as well. Should they be able to go back and look and see if it's a foul? Maybe. I don't really know the answer to that, Fred. I mean, it's in the gray area because ultimately that's not what they were looking for in the first place, but then they wind up seeing that happened. Do you know what I'm saying? It's a really, really tough thing to make a decision on that. And right now they decide on who the ball went off on and how much time is on the clock or things along those lines. And I think if you bring into the ruling whether there was a foul on it, well, that makes the debate that much more difficult. I don't know what the right answer is, I guess, is what I'm really trying to say to you. But I do agree with you. It's not perfect. But it does make it a little bit better because they do get calls right where they may have called it wrong on the floor. So they do make reversals in certain situations as well. But more importantly, you know, Blake Griffin's got to be on the floor. And Chris Paul did miss some free throws the other day. I was kind of surprised at that. But you know what? He's human, and he had a heck of a ball game outside of that. So I think that they got to just bear down and really get into the moment and go out and play a tremendous game too and let the Warriors know that they're not going anywhere and that they've got a certain amount of pride as well, and they're going to go out and play basketball the way they know how to do it. So the Clippers are capable, but there's something about them that I don't like anyway, and I truthfully think it's between the Spurs and Oklahoma City at the end of the day, but there could be some loops along the way where it gets a little bit challenging. But ultimately, you know, I still think the Clippers can come back and win this series. I don't think it's over by any means. I just think it makes it a little bit more interesting, to be honest with you, Fred. A series, though, that I do think, you were talking about the 1-8 matchup and that they haven't had much success. Atlanta may have some success against Indiana because Indiana's playing really lousy, and they've been playing lousy for about 2 months, and I don't see it changing, at least currently right now. There better be a big shakeup in that locker room for game two. Otherwise, they could find themselves down 0-2 to the Atlanta Hawks, Fred.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I mean, unless you're internal with that club, I don't know how anybody can know what has happened from the defensive perspective. The defense, which was the best in the league, is no longer the best in the league. Maybe there's some internal problems between certain players. I don't know what's going on, but obviously, as you indicated, did not play well down the stretch, did not play well in game one. They had better wake up or they're going to be out of the playoffs. And people aren't going to remember the first 65 games. They're going to remember the last 15 or 17 and then the playoffs. So that's all they're going to remember. And that's too bad because they really had a tremendous season, the first 65 games anyhow. And, again, I don't know what's going on there. I mean, it's hard to figure out. Sometimes players don't get along. All of a sudden, maybe somebody takes a shot that he shouldn't have taken and he should have passed to somebody else, and then they don't talk, and then it makes a difference on the field, on the court. And who knows? I mean, it's a very intriguing situation with the Indiana Pacers. And again, yeah, you like the NHL playoffs more. I like the NBA playoffs, but I like the NCAA tournament better than both of them.
Sure.
But that just that's just me. And now the NBA, since we're talking NBA, Commissioner Silver wants to change the rule to a 20 years of age now, which basically would mean 2 years of college, which would again help the college game.
Yeah,
it would help the pro game, and certainly the Players Association in the NBA would be in favor of it because it would give the veteran players more of a chance to keep their jobs. So, but again, as I've said before, in my country, in this country, if you're a scientist, if you're a computer expert, if you're a tennis player, you can leave high school at 16 and do what you want and make as much money as you want. And now they're stifling that possibility. So somebody's going to take it to court. And I don't know if they're going to win or lose. But the point is, it's an interesting dilemma because, again, the fans would be in favor of forcing the kids to stay as long as possible because the game
sure.
is better. And the NBA players would be in favor of keeping the kids in college as long as possible. But can we do that in this country if we are truly a capitalistic society where people have a right to make money? You tell me. I don't even know what side I'm on. I mean, it's a very delicate situation because, as you know, Andy, I think the longer you stay in college, it helps our society, not just from you on a personal basis, but the more people that stay in college and meet other people, I think it helps our society because you would never have met these people otherwise.
Yeah.
So there's definitely advantages, tremendous advantages, forgetting the academic side of it, even of it, just from the point of view of meeting other people and being with other people. So I don't know what the answer is, but I'll tell you this, this one and out thing is one horrendous rule. I mean, it's the worst of all worlds.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I've always been a big advocate of saying, listen, stay in school and you know, you can always go and get that money and whatnot at some other date. But I understand the argument as well. Look, I mean, we live in a world where you have the right to do what you want to do when you want to do it. And if you've got a skill and somebody's willing to pay you for it, so be it. You know, I mean, I can't say that these kids are wrong for wanting to get there, and I can't say we're wrong for wanting to stay in school and make the game better in both ways, the college game and the NBA. So it's a tough dilemma, to be honest with you, Fred. I mean, it's very difficult. Hey, real quickly, the Nets beat the Raptors on the road yesterday, and I think the Nets are a team actually that could give Miami problems. I know you say the regular season means nothing, but they were the team that beat them four times throughout the season. And they do have certain matchup situations that may play in their favor more so than other teams. Do the Nets have any shot of being wreaking some havoc in the Eastern Conference in your mind?
Well, again, if you beat somebody 4-0, there's got to be a confidence factor that you do have. So that doesn't hurt. I mean, there's always that shot, but I've stated this for before he won his first crown and before he won his second crown, LeBron James is one special player, and I just have a hunch when it matters, LeBron James will get his third consecutive NBA crown.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think you've got a strong point, but before we get out of here, I'm going to debate that with you because we didn't talk about the Thunder, and I think personally this year they've got the best player, so we'll debate that on the other side. Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman of Phoenix. One more final segment. Putting a bow on this one for the day. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on what has been a pretty solid show for the day. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Dorfman in Phoenix. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And Fred, before the break, and I've been hearing you say it quite a bit, that you feel like LeBron James is the best player, heads and tails above everybody else. I got an argument and a real bone to pick with you, because I personally think that Kevin Durant's year has been better than LeBron James personally. Look, the guy gives you 8 rebounds, 7 assists, a steal, 33 points. We know what kind of scorer he is, but ultimately Kevin Durant has really become an all-around basketball player this season, Fred.
Great player, but now we're heading to the playoffs, and my belief is LeBron plays at a different level when we do get to the playoffs. Also, a guy who I like, Russell Westbrook, his health is always a question, and he's playing very well himself. Listen, Oklahoma City's got a fine team. But again, even on Saturday, they were up by 25. Next thing you know, they're up by 3. And at that point, you had a hunch that maybe they'd still cover the 7-point spread because Memphis is going to be so tired making the comeback. But
sure.
If you let a team come back from 25 and they get within 3, there are some holes in your club too. And in the end, my belief is LeBron will get his 3rd consecutive crown. And this team may not be the best Miami Heat team in the last 3. I just have that hunch that it'll happen again, because I just think he plays at a different level once we get to the playoffs. And he had that monkey on his back for all those years that he couldn't get it done. Well, now he's gotten it done, so the pressure's off. And I think LeBron and company do get it done again.
Well, we will see what happens. But ultimately, you can't take away what Kevin Durant has done with scoring the 40-plus games, 25 points or more. Just a remarkable accomplishment. All-around great player this season, if you ask me, and I think he should be the MVP. We'll see what happens. And look, you got a great point. LeBron James is LeBron James, and he's amazing, and he's got his that monkey off his back. But at the end of the day, Kevin Durant is still trying to get there, and that's why I like him. Anyways, for Fred, for Scott, for Jeff, I'm the Dorf Man. Peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. The next time.